"What? You've got up?" she said. "You're better, then. You may sit you down in my chair on the hearthstone, if you will." She pointed to the rocking chair. I took it. She bustled about, examining me every now and then with the corner of her eye. Turning to me as she took some loaves from the oven, she asked bluntly, "Did you ever go a-begging afore you came here?" I was indignant for a moment, but remembering that anger was out of the question, and that I had indeed appeared as a beggar to her, I answered quietly, but still not without a certain marked firmness, "You are mistaken in supposing me a beggar. I am no beggar, any more than yourself or your young ladies." After a pause, she said, "I do not understand that. You've like no house, nor no brass, I guess." "The want of house or brass, by which I suppose you mean money, does not make a beggar in your sense of the word." "Are you book learned?" she inquired presently. "Yes, very." "But you'd never been to a boarding school?"
"I was at a boarding school 8 years."